Hello and welcome to Random Draw, a trip through the vinyl archives of WTBR-FM. When WTBR moved to the new facilities here at Pittsfield Community Television, it brought along with it a tremendous asset, its vinyl collection, numbering nearly 20,000 pieces, including full albums, EPs, singles, and so much more. The purpose of this program is to take you back in time to the early days of WTBR when these records were brand new. I'm your host, David Cachet, and over the last couple of years, I've acted as sort of an archivist of this amazing collection. Just imagine, if you will, a wall full of records sorted into like cubbyholes with about 150 to 200 records in each section. I'm going to be choosing one of these sections to grab records from. I'm going to be randomly selecting records off the wall of our studios and playing them for you. That's right, playing the actual vinyl records that have been in the WTBR archives for decades. Now, each record in our collection has a catalog number listed on it, and this coincides with the order in which it was received by the WTBR DJs back in the day. Its first two digits represent the year it came in, and the remaining three or four digits to tell you the order in which they received the LP. Now, all of tonight's albums will start with the number 87 as we travel back to 1987 in the history of WTBR. This is one of those weird collections, too, where it says 87, but a lot of these records came out late 86, so by the time they were cataloged, they might come in as 87, you know, that kind of thing. It's one of those end-of-the-year kind of cubby holes that I grabbed records from. And we're going to start off with a soundtrack album. I always like listening to soundtrack albums because you never know what you're going to find on there. And this is a soundtrack to the movie Some Kind of Wonderful. It's a John Hughes movie, and he's always known for having great soundtracks to his movies. And so, on this movie, Some Kind of Wonderful, it had a lot of cool groups like Jesus and Mary Chain, The Apartments, and a great group named Lick the Tins. But we're going to listen to another group that had another great name, and that's Flesh for Lulu. And we're going to listen to their single, I Go Crazy. This is one of their most well-known songs because at the time it did get a lot of play on college radio. So here is Flesh for Lulu with their song, I Go Crazy, right now on Random Draw.
I go crazy. Jets fly over, a car goes by, and the sun goes.
That was Tony O'Kay and his song Romeo and Jane. Now, before that, we heard Kate Bush and Running Up That Hill. And we started the show off with Flesh for Lulu and their song I Go Crazy from the Some Kind of Wonderful soundtrack. Was that the last time we heard a song from a soundtrack this show? Well, stay tuned. All right, that Kate Bush song obviously is a huge hit, and Kate Bush herself is a Rock and Roll Hall of Fame member who first topped the charts over in the UK at just age 19 in 1978 with her song Wuthering Heights. Now, that song, Running Up the Hill, originally appeared on her album Hounds of Love in 1985, and it peaked at number 3 over in the UK. Didn't really do so well over here in the U.S., but, you know, again, the U.S. is always kind of slow with a lot of the British acts. The version we played for you appeared on her Greatest Hits album that was released at the end of 1986, and it was an album called The Whole Story, and it was on EMI Records here in America, catalog number 87-136 at WTBR. And, again, big smash hit album over in the U.K., all of her greatest hits. And, of course, you probably know that song because the song was re-released in 2022 after it appeared in the show Stranger Things on Netflix. And then it rose all the way up to number 1 in the UK and actually went up to number 3 in the US upon its re-release, you know, nearly 40 years later. So you can never count a good song out, I guess. So there you go. That was Kate Bush with Running Up That Hill. And we closed out that set of music with Tony O'Kay and his song Romeo and Jane. Tony O'Kay is an American singer-songwriter who's had his songs recorded by dozens of some of the biggest names in all forms of music, including Bonnie Raitt, Chicago, Winona Judd, Al Green. And he was releasing his fourth album in 1987, an album called Romeo Unchained on A&M Records, catalog number 87-083. And again, the album didn't really chart or go anywhere, but it's actually pretty good sounding, good stuff right there. So that was Tony O'Kay and his song Romeo and Jane. All right, let's get back into the soundtracks here, shall we? We'll start off this next set of music with another song from a soundtrack album. And we're going to be going a little bit heavier. We're going to be going with Sammy Hagar. and his song Winner Takes It All. This song appeared on the soundtrack album to the classic film Over the Top, starring Sylvester Stallone. Probably the number one movie about arm wrestling truck drivers and a custody battle with his son that there ever was created. So this was sort of the lead single off the album. They made a video, one of those 80s cheesetastic videos where Sammy Hagar finishes the video by arm wrestling Sylvester Stallone and winning. So you know it's made up in a video if Sammy Hagar is beating Sylvester Stallone in arm wrestling. The song was co-written by Giorgio Moroder, who sort of was the producer of the overall soundtrack album. But this particular song we're going to play for you was co-produced by Sammy Hagar and his buddy, a little guy named Eddie Van Halen, and he played bass on it. Eddie Van Halen played bass, and the song reached number 54 on the Hot 100, and it hit number 3 on the rock album charts, and it never appeared on any of Sammy's solo albums. It did appear later on a compilation of his, but never appeared on a solo stuff. So there you go. So will this be the only time you'll hear Sammy Hagar today? Again, stay tuned. A little preview. All right, so here's Sammy Hagar with Winner Takes It All right now on Random Draw.
7 days a week with you is more than I can handle. 7 nights of love and dirty laundry on your floor. Oh, baby, I can see this whole thing heading into trouble. I'm out the door. I'm not your man, 'cause you're looking for a hero. Baby, it ain't me. I'm not your man. I ain't nothing to hold on to. Baby, I ain't what you need. It's easy being here, but I got ground to cover. There's nothing you can do to make me want to stay. Though I've been here a while, don't think that I'll stop moving. I'm on my way. I'm not your man, 'cause you're looking for a hero. Baby, it ain't me. I'm not your man. I ain't nothing to hold on to. Baby, I ain't what you need.
Was the Tommy Conwell and the Young Rumblers with I'm Not Your Man. And before that, we heard Santana and his song Veracruz. And we started off this set of music with Sammy Hagar and his song Winner Takes It All from the Over the Top soundtrack. And that movie was certainly over the top, all right. All right, that Santana song was taken from his 15th studio album, an album called Freedom, on Columbia Records, catalog number 87-107. The album itself was sort of a poppier album than some of the later albums he had done in the 80s. So it was sort of a return to some poppier roots that he had. Again, it only reached number 95 on the charts. We're still a few years away from his mega success that he had with the album Supernatural, song Smooth, and all those other great tracks that he had, that sort of resurgence in the early 2000s that he had. But still, pretty good album, and you can't go wrong with the Santana album. So again, that was Santana and the song Veracruz. And then we closed out that set with the song I'm Not Your Man by Tommy Conwell and the Young Rumblers. It's a Philadelphia-based band who were putting out their debut album in late 1986. It's catalog number 87-099 here at WTBR. It's an album called Walking on the Water, and it was on Antenna Records. It was sort of an independent label. They would later go on to release like a major label debut a couple years later, and they would re-record four of the tracks from this album, including that song we heard, I'm Not Your Man. And I remember hearing that song on like a compilation album called like Gold and Platinum Volume 4 or something. And, you know, that song would go on to be number 74 on the Hot 100 and hit number 1 on the mainstream rock chart when it came out a couple years later on their next album. but this the original independent version of the I'm Not Your Man by Tommy Conwell and the Young Rumblers. All right, we're going to take a short break right now on Random Draw. I'll be back in just a few moments to hear some more great music from the year 1987, so stay tuned.
Pittsfield Community Radio, 89.7 WTBR-FM Pittsfield, 88.1 WSBR Lee.
Support for WTBR comes from Berkshire Community College. Free community college for any Massachusetts resident without a bachelor's degree at BCC. Find out more at berkshirecc.edu. And from Sundrini Awnings and Home Improvement, providing awnings and canopies in Western Mass. Retractable awnings, retractable screens, gutter and gutter protection systems, commercial awnings and screen rooms, customized solutions available. Online at sundrini.com.
Do you have a favorite show on WTBR-FM? Did you miss the last episode? We've got good news for you. Most of our shows are now available on podcast. You can subscribe to your favorite and have the latest episode downloaded to your device automatically on Apple, Google, Amazon Music, Stitcher, or Overcast. Go to WTBRFM.com/podcasting and find out more today. WTBRFM, for the love of radio.
Now, streaming live on the web, WTBRFM.com.
You undercook fish, believe it or not, jail. You overcook chicken, also jail. Undercook, overcook. You make an appointment with a dentist and you don't show up, believe it or not, jail, right away.
WTBR.
There you go. You listen to bad radio, you go to jail. That's all I'm saying. It's incredible. All right. Well, we're back here on Random Draw. We're listening to music from 1987. I want to take this chance to remind you to subscribe to the podcast of Random Draw by visiting wherever you get podcasts, including, Google and Apple Music and that sort of stuff. You can also visit our station's website for more information at WTBRFM.com. While you're there, you can see the full schedule of great programming, get all the podcasts for all the great shows, and there's even a button to donate. Any bit you can put into that little donation box will more than help us keep the lights on and keep the record spinning here at WTBR. All right, we're going to move on with some music. We're going to get into a little bit of a country vibe here. We're going to start off with sort of a neo-hillbilly rocker, and that's Steve Earle. He's from Virginia originally, but I always place him with Texas music, so there you go. He was releasing his second album in 1987, an album called Exit Zero by Steve Earle and the Dukes, and it was on MCA Records catalog number 87-210 here at WTBR. It went all the way up to number 15 on the U.S. country charts, and the single that I'm going to play for you went to number The single made it to number 20 in the U.S. on the country charts. The album went to number 15. The single did a little better up in Canada, hit number 7. So there you go, big in Canada, Steve Earle. All right, so here's a song called Nowhere Road off by Steve Earle right now on Random Draw.
About to go back home, so you're walking on a nowhere road. prepared to pay.
Whiskey and beer, and say howdy to you all. You all know me, thank goodness you see, I have a shade, beard and all. Now I have heard, I've got to worry about all these stupid ass imposters running around. They ain't real. They got no scars, they got no feel. They can't cut no guitar, whiskey men in hellbound. I'm looking for lover. Yeah, I'm gonna have some fun. My name is Bocephus. Yeah, I'm a son of a gun. Some of my way. Some of them never get it. Loves me. Those two will fight. Right to the end, I got some guitar friends from legendary Saturday nights. I learned some of Lynyrd Skynyrd, sugar. Daddy and Ernest Tubb, too. This is the platinum boy that does the rock and roll country blues.
You move it to
monkey. Yeah, you do. Real, yeah. You slide into the limbo. Yeah, how low can you go?
That was Bob and Earl with their version, the original version of Harlem Shuffle right there. And before that, we heard the live version of My Name is Bocephus by Hank Williams Jr. And we started off this set with Steve Earle and the Dukes and their song Nowhere Road. Now that song, My Name is Bocephus, was taken from Hank Williams Jr.'s second ever live album, an album called Hank Live. And the album went to number one on the country charts. It hit number 71 overall on the top 200 album charts. Now, if you're always wondering, I always wondered, I'd look it up in Wikipedia. You know, again, they may be wrong, maybe right. But the name Bocephus, he says, came from his father, nicknamed his son Bocephus because it was named after a ventriloquist dummy that he knew from his vaudeville days when Hank Williams Sr. was out working the circuit and stuff. So there you go. His name is Bocephus, and Hank Williams Jr. is still out there rocking his country ways to this day. All right, so we closed up the set with a song that was decidedly not from 1987, and that was Bob and Earl's Harlem Shuffle. That single was originally released in 1963, and it went to number 44 on the Hot 100s back then. Now, in the mid-80s, the Rolling Stones covered the song for their album Dirty Work and rode that song all the way to number 5 on the Hot 100. So, again, that sort of renewed the popularity in the song. So, a movie came out in late 86, early 87 called Hollywood Vice Squad, and that's where that song came from, was that soundtrack album. Again, you gotta love soundtrack albums. So that album, Hollywood Vice Squad, was on Restless Records, catalog number 87-084. It was basically all sort of music by one artist, who's doing a lot of interstitial music and stuff, but it had the original version of Harlem Shuffle by Bob and Earl. So there you go. That movie also was Robin Wright's first movie screen appearance. So there you go. That was Harlem Shuffle. All right, we got time for a few more tracks here. We're going to dig into some rock legends here. We're going to start with Deep Purple, who are putting out their 12th album overall, an album called The House of Blue Light. And that was on Mercury Records, catalog number 87-111 here at WTBR. This was the second album for the reformed Mark II lineup of Deep Purple. Again, if you know the history of Deep Purple, there were many lineup changes. I suggest you hit like a Wikipedia page to figure out all the iterations of the Deep Purple lineup. But this was the sort of the classic lineup of Mark II of Gillan, Blackmore, Glover, Pace, and Lord. The album sold well, went to number 34. We're going to listen to one of the tracks that they list on the front cover as a giving it a chance to listen. It's a song called Call of the Wild. So here is Deep Purple right now on Random Draw.
I'm relying on you. if I didn't, darling. You see, I'm so sorry. Didn't I reach out and hold you in your loving arms? Well, if I didn't, baby, well, I'm so sorry. When I realize that you need love too, I'm gonna spend my life making love for you. Have mercy, forgot to be a lover. Forgot to be a lover. Forgot to be a lover. Didn't I say all those loving special things?
All right, that was Van Halen with The Best of Both Worlds. And before that, we heard Billy Idol and his song To Be a Lover. And we started off this last set of great music with Deep Purple and their song Call of the Wild. That Billy Idol song came from his third studio album, an album called Whiplash Smile. And that was on Chrysalis Records, catalog number 87-113 here at WTBR. It's his highest charting album he had, number 6, a tie with Rebel Yell for his highest charting album ever. So there you go. That's Billy Idol with To Be a Lover. And, of course, we closed off the set with the great Van Halen and their song Best of Both Worlds off of their album 5150 on Warner Brothers Records, catalog number 87-129. It was their first album featuring Sammy Hagar as the new vocalist, who we heard earlier in this show as the singer of Winner Takes It All. That was a big smash hit. I think it was Van Halen's first number one album ever, actually, 5150. And they went on to make about 4 or 5 more albums with Sammy Hagar, break up with him, make some songs with David Lee Roth, come back on tour with Sammy Hagar, tour with David Lee Roth, put on a new album. You know the story. So there you go. That was Van Halen with Best of Both Worlds. Well, that about wraps it up for us here at Random Draw. If you have an idea for your own show or want to check out all the other shows, just visit WTBRFM.com. So until next time, I've been your host, David Cachet. We will see you later.